Hey there, Ben and Kelly. We are live backside Churchill Downs. Back at it again, Kelly. How's it feel?
My goodness. How many years has it been?
How many years?
And we're still holding down the hallway.
Hey, you know what? It's not a bad gig, right?
Oh, I like it much better than the tents we've been banished to before.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're less likely to get in trouble here in the hallway than
we are
in the tents because
tents
mean we're closer to the horses.
Loud noises.
We have learned through experience that horses do not like loud noises that you make.
Sure.
Because
also you make.
Well, yes, but
we both make the noises.
You have a laugh that's known.
I do. It is.
And I appreciate.
It's robust.
Yeah, it's a robust laugh.
It's a robust laugh.
To be honest, it's probably Kelly's fake laugh, but it is a robust laugh.
Listen. Are you saying that you don't genuinely make me laugh? Or our listeners don't genuinely make me laugh?
No.
That's genuine.
Listen, I appreciate any noise that you make.
It's over the top loud, but genuine.
Yeah, but anyways, so yeah, enough about Kelly's noises that she makes.
That's great.
Yeah, sorry, that chair,
it's a fancy chair.
I know, it's padded.
You can't push it down stay.
If we're painting the picture.
Your butt has to push it down. You're going to sit in it.
This is 502 day, which is awkward because it's not May 2nd. But, you know, that's what they're doing at the track. It's 502 day.
So they're inviting locals today?
Yes.
On Tuesday?
Yes.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, isn't it nice?
And then you can spend $22 for a cocktail. I've seen the price list floating around.
I know.
Drink list here at Churchill Downs. They're proud of them.
That just means you got to do a little pre-gaming.
Yes.
You got to do a little pre-gaming before you come.
And then Uber.
Yeah, pre-gaming before you come. So anyways, it is Derby Week. We're going to try to knock Operation GOTV off sometime this hour.
It's got to be early.
It has to be.
For most of them, because, you know, they do go into network programming.
Yeah, so.
Like 7.
So,
a lot of them do.
I'm thinking we might be able to go live on Facebook and just try to, like, capture that moment. And we've got wireless mics, so we might be able to even do that on the air as well.
Okay. All right.
So, I mean, we're just going to try to.
I'm figuring out in my head how we're going to engineer that, but all right.
Listen.
We're going to pull it off. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
We don't have camera people.
Yeah,
we have you and me.
I know, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. All so, right. So look for that. We also have UFC fighter Dustin Jacoby on the show a little bit later.
His nickname is the Hanyak. I don't know what that is.
I think that's a.
Should I look it up?
No, I think you should just ask him to perform it on you.
Oh, you think that's a move? I don't know if I feel comfortable with that question.
Sir, will you perform that on my partner, Kelly?
First of all, A, what's a hanyak? And B, can you do it on me? I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know if that's a question I need to ask.
No, these are all questions that need to be asked.
It's not my world.
Well, we'll play horse or hoe with him, too, so that'll be fun. See how well he does. He has a horse in the Derby, so he should know his...
He should know some horse names.
Yeah, he should.
He probably knows the other world, too.
All right. We are live. Churchill Downs, welcome to it, friends.
Oh, boy.
Derby week is upon us. Coming up next, we have a feel-good story.
What are the odds of this? Two families on opposite ends of the parenting spectrum having babies the same day, same hospital, honoring a famous couple with their baby names.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
No, really not close.
Taylor and
Travis. Although that would be, I'm expecting that. At some point, that's going to happen.
Bella.
No.
And Edward.
No. Nope. There it is.
There we go.
So what are the odds of this? Two families on the opposite ends of the parenting spectrum having babies the same day, same hospital, honoring a famous couple with their baby names. Nicole Davis and her husband just had their 12th child. Named him Johnny Cash. Purely by coincidence, June Carter was born just down the
hall
to Sophie Clark, which was their first baby. So once hospital staff found out about it, they arranged for the new moms to meet.
Our nurse came in. She asked me, "Do you know who Johnny Cash's wife is?" And I said, "Well, yes, June Carter." And she said, "Okay, good, because there is a couple down the hall, and they have a baby named June Carter, and they would like to meet you."
This is just crazy. I was very shocked. They were so nice and the babies were so cute. This is just such a big coincidence.
I'm very excited about staying friends and making opportunities for these guys to spend time together and grow up together.
We want to keep them in touch, maybe get some pictures of them. It's too big of a coincidence not to.
So
isn't that adorable?
Yeah. Do you need to explain what the significance between June Carter and Johnny Cash
is? They were married.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're, and, you know, and, Johnny and they Cash. Were,
and Johnny Cash was played by Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes.
And Reese Witherspoon was June Carter.
Exactly.
So in Walk the Line.
Walk the Line.
Walk the Line, yeah.
Yeah. So do your little research on who they are. By the way, they had the baby's picture together. They vow to stay in touch so they can grow up together. Wouldn't it be an amazing follow up? We'll check back in and say 20 years and see if they're going to get married.
Do you
right?
think they'll know at 20?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. Maybe they'll find love.
Okay.
Maybe this was written in the stars. Maybe we'll have another Johnny Cash and June Carter getting married. I'm just putting it out there.
All right. Yeah, just put it in the universe and
it's
see what happens.
Adorable.
All right.
You can see the story online, WDJX.com, brought to you by Belle of Louisville.
How in the world are you going to get your dog dish clean if you don't put it in the dishwasher? How in the world did this become such a freak flag sort of issue? It's normal or nope. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. And again, talking with some friends recently, and, you know, we're talking about our dogs, right? You're a dog owner. I'm a dog owner.
Yeah. We have three dogs now.
Yes. How's that going?
Super.
Great. So how do you, do you clean their dog bowls? Like their food bowl, not their water dish?
We run it through the dishwasher like once a week. No, it's probably once every 2 weeks.
I'm going to say it's probably not once a week for me, but yes, we run it through the dishwasher as well.
Yes.
We also put like the sink bristle brush in there as well, and we toss it in, and we run that on a cycle in the dishwasher. We were talking with some friends recently, and they were like, wait, you don't hand wash the dog bowl? And I was like, no. Why when the dishwasher will do it? And they're like, well, yeah, but that's with your other plates. And
but they all come out clean in the end.
Right. That was my point.
Yes.
Their point was that it's disgusting because you're putting the dog food dish in with all of your plates that you eat off of.
And now they're looking at you differently.
Yeah. And so it's like you're now eating off of plates, your dinner plates that are like dog
food
plates.
That have dog
food
on it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So that was their point. And my point was, it's a dishwasher.
Right.
And how is that any different from going to a restaurant and eating off of forks that a million other people have had their lips on?
Yes. Eating off of plates and with utensils
right.
that everybody else
right.
used.
Right. What do you think
you
they do?
Wash them. So it's fine.
So okay. I guess we'll kick that out. Is that normal or nope?
That's normal.
Normal putting the dog dish
yes.
in the dishwasher.
Yes.
Normal.
1,000%.
Okay, good.
I don't think that's weird because, again, washing. They're getting washed. They're coming out clean.
That's my thing.
Yes.
That's my thing. Yeah. So, okay. So what if you put a toilet brush in the dishwasher? Is that crossing the line?
I'm crossing the line at that.
Is that normal or no?
I'm crossing the line at that. Because again, I know theoretically it should be the same concept, but
should be.
No.
What do you mean?
No. Nope. No, I don't think, unless you are running the cycle with that all by itself. But why are we cleaning the toilet brush?
Why not?
Because it's going to get dirty.
Why not?
The next time you use it.
This is true.
You just, it has a nice little container that it sits in. You don't see any of it.
What if you use a knife, a special knife by the toilet? You know what I mean.
That better not find its way back into the regular utensil holder, sir. I don't know where.
Listen.
No.
I don't have
that
one of those.
That was a viral story.
Yes,
that is not normal. People do not have that.
I think we found out after talking about that story a long time ago of someone having a knife at their
disposal.
At their disposal next to the toilet.
to help with the flushing.
We've found out that more than one person actually does that.
Amazon created one and started selling it. I don't know if it's still there.
So anyways, all right. So it is normal to put the dog dish in there. It's not normal to put anything in.
No, nothing having to do with the toilet and the dishwasher.
All right, we'll go ahead and I'm going to put check mark on the normal. So once again, I am in the, what's that?
I'm looking up poop knife. On
Why are you looking that up?
I'm curious.
Can't you just get one?
I'm curious. It is there for $19.99.
Poop knife. Okay, that is just
strange.
It's
a gag gift, though.
Yeah.
It's a gag gift.
I got a text from a listener. What the heck are you feeding your dog that you can't just rinse out the bowl? Well, if you like mix dry kibble and wet together for the dog, that's what we do.
Yeah, it gets messy.
Yeah, it'll get a little messy.
Yeah, especially can take up and stuff.
Especially when the dog doesn't like lick his bowl clean, and
which I feel like your dog is doing wrong.
Right. Well, that's it.
Because our dogs are going back periodically just to make sure they got everything.
Well,
did I miss something?
Mm-hmm. All right,
and I'm licking all my sister's bowls too, just to see.
One more, real quick. Normal or nope? Hi. We got this message. Is this normal or nope? Hiding your spouse's things because they won't put them away despite being reminded and asked several effing times?
Oh, petty.
Then went on to say, my husband had a bad habit of leaving his sunglasses and hats around, even though there are designated spots for them.
And she started hiding them?
I thought the only logical thing to do,
looking for them incessantly?
Yes, was to take them and hide them whenever he left them out. When he noticed his sunglasses were missing, he ordered more, and guess what? I hid those too.
Oh my gosh! Oh, wow.
When he left them out in the end, I took 12 hats and 8 pairs of sunglasses. I'm now in a battle with him, leaving his shoes in the middle of the floor in front of the door. You guessed it. I hid those as well.
Oh, my gosh. Does he understand that's happening?
Currently.
And he's just, is it like unspoken? Like he knows that's what she's doing and he's just like, fine, I'll just buy more.
Right. Currently.
And that's how this cycle is never going to get broken.
She says, I have 3 pairs of shoes being held hostage too. Okay.
Does she have, where is she keeping all this stuff? Does she have like a secret hiding closet?
I guess so.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think that's.
So is that normal?
Normal, because that's almost, that's all right. Kind of treating him like a child.
Not normal.
Yeah, no.
All right, so
and also kind of risky for the marriage.
We're stamping the not normal.
Okay.
Sticker on that. All right.
It's one way to deal with it, but it's also costing you both money.
Yeah, well.
The communal marriage, joint checking account, whatever. If he's buying new stuff to replace the stuff you're hiding, I don't see how that's benefiting either one of you.
Yeah, I got a text from a listener. Benjamin says, I can't wait for him to find this stash pile. Yep. And then Megan says, my mom used to hide my shoes when I used to leave them out when I was younger.
Yeah, I feel like that is something like a parent does to a child to teach a lesson.
All right, there you go. Normal or nope here on 99.7 DJX. Keep those freak flags coming. We like to analyze them. 99.7
coming
DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, we are live from Churchill Downs here on 99.7 DJX. Coming up here before 7 o'clock, a couple different things. One, we are going to attempt first Operation GOTV.
What's your target? Are you going to leave it open to opportunity?
Yeah. I mean, it has to be opportunity.
In the moment?
It has to be in the moment. All right.
Okay.
All right. And then we'll get a check on what's happening. Kentucky Derby Festival with Matt Gibson, president of the KDF. But yeah, all that's still to come. We may get to a Setting the Bar story, which involves spaghetti-a-phobia.
Spaghetti-a-phobia?
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, still a lot to come here on. We are backside Churchill Downs, Matt Gibson with the Kentucky Derby Festival. How are you, sir?
I am doing great. My favorite time of year.
You're officially our first VIP, just so you know.
Oh, yeah. I don't know
first
if
VIP
I believe that or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And we were just talking about this jacket. It doesn't look too breathable.
Yeah, does it, it, is it breathe at all?
You know, Matt's wearing the...
It's waterproof, it's stainproof, it's fireproof, it's everything.
Yeah. Those are good qualities.
That's right.
Yeah, Matt's got the classic hot pink Kentucky Derby Festival jacket he's wearing.
I will say this color, this hue, looks stunning on everybody that wears it.
I agree.
It really brings out the...
When you see them all together, it's not only the board of directors, but my staff as well. I think... In total, when they're all being worn at the same time, there's about 90 of them in circulation right now.
Yeah, I like them better than the khaki that you guys used to have.
Oh, yeah.
I like it, yeah.
And our the dialogue was, if you're going to wear it loud. And this is a great iteration. It even goes back, you recall the one before that, it was the color teal.
Yeah.
And the Pegasi were pink. That's a technical
term.
Pegasi. That's official.
Okay, yeah, the Pegasi.
Industry speak, but
that's
powerful
Pegasus.
So this is the inverse of that one. And it's the best iteration.
I love it.
Yeah, I do too.
I love it. I love it. Well,
I love breaking down the design.
That's exactly right.
In this fashion corner.
Exactly.
I've always wanted to wear a crown from the royal court. And I want
you've seen in 18 we had, or 19 we had the Pegasus pin that had the image.
Yeah.
And then you've seen it in the Tour de Loup jerseys that we have.
Yep.
Where we want people to be proud of this image, because everybody says what you just said, Kelly.
Yeah.
I would love to have that jacket. Well, we make the image accessible. And
awesome.
Because it really is a community for everyone, or a festival for the entire community. And we want all of this to be accessible.
Matt, what's coming up? Kentucky Derby Festival, what can people still be excited about here these next few days?
It really is a busy week. Tonight we have Wine Fest at Melwood, and that is always a great event. We have Kentucky and Southern Indiana wineries. There are still some tickets available. Then tomorrow night we have the Great Steamboat Race. We're here to celebrate, you know, the fastest. And while that may not be super fast, it is a great time. You guys have been on that before.
Yep.
We know that there are tickets available on the Belle of Cincinnati, who comes down every single year to help us celebrate this and have the race.
And cheat.
And cheat. I mean, oh my goodness. We were talking about, you know, some
scandal
of the weather challenges and wind
challenges.
Oh, there is scandal. Oh, all the time. I feel for the judges that we bring on, who really all they do is throw their papers up in the air when it comes to the two captains and all of their antics. And then we have the Barbie movie at Festival.
Nice.
We have the Turner Circus on Thursday. We have all of the great regional and local bands all the way through Friday. And it's just been amazing to watch all the crowds come out.
Love it.
It has been such a great season. I saw you on the mini marathon route. I think I saw you around mile 10. You look strong.
Oh, thanks, Matt. Thank you. Yes, that's right.
Up into the announcer booth and did some announcing.
That's
after
right.
That.
Yeah,
full service.
Yeah, yeah.
With Ben Davis.
Yes, right. That's right. It was funny. Along the course, I all of a sudden noticed all these bikes around me, and I was like, "What the heck is happening? Bikes on the course?" And I look up, and it's the mayor right in front of me, and I'm like, "Man, I have got to beat the mayor." And
so
then
wait, he's got people that have to do it with him.
Yes,
foot on bikes.
I thought Ben had people too.
What? No. Yeah, it was Kelly, but she just stood back at the finish.
No,
but
I just support.
Well, the only way I see it is Ben did us a favor a couple of years ago and rode the course for us.
Oh, yeah.
And that was fantastic when we were doing some very creative course in Kentucky and
Southern Indiana. Right.
And so that's the only way I'm going to see the course is if Ben rides it in advance for me.
1,000%. Yeah. Well, one of our coworkers I just found out on Facebook, he decided to just, someone convinced him
Jory,
at the last minute
to do the marathon.
Do you know how we can, some people lose bets and they'll show up, and you know how we know? Because they're still in jeans and the button down that they showed up in.
I love
it. And you can tell who lost the bet the night before. And they probably rolled straight from the party they were at to the finish line.
Oh, shoot. That's good.
They need a lot of crowd support or a lot of runner support that day.
All right. Well, it's always a great event. We always love being a part of it. But
you guys are great partners.
Yeah, Matt,
we appreciate you all.
Thank you so much. Kentucky Derby Festival rolling all this week.
Historic.
A lot of stuff to get to.
Running of
it
the
is.
Kentucky Derby. So
here we go.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Coming up here in just a minute, we're going to try to sneak in an Operation GOTV before 7 o'clock.
Shh, Matt, don't tell anybody.
Yeah, don't tell anybody. All right. That is on the way here in moments on 99.7 DJX live from Churchill Downs. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We are live backside at Churchill Downs. And, okay, I think Operation GOTV, if we're going to do it, we need to do it. All right? Operation GOTV, Kelly?
Yeah, I think. Are you ready? Are you
okay, it looks
ready?
Like, is DRB on? Because DRB and Spectrum are the only ones. All right? We've got...
We missed the window for the others. They went to national programming already.
All right. You ready?
Okay, let's do it. Looks like they're getting ready. She's smiling.
Oh my gosh.
She's smiling. They're talking. Go.
Do I need to go?
Go. Stop.
All right.
Go.
All right. Operation GOTV.
Okay.
Hang on.
You better walk faster. But casual. Walk fast, I'm but going. Casual. Walk fast, but casual.
All right. They're not on again.
There are other people that are waiting.
No, they're not on. Were you trying?
They're doing it too.
No, I'm on. We're on 99.7 DJX, and we're just trying to be on. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you read my microphone. Look at that. Yes, official. What are your ladies' names?
I'm Sandy.
Are you from here?
Yeah. Born and raised.
All right. There you go. What's your name?
Alana.
Alana. All right. Do you have an actual horse here, or are you just enjoying the backside?
Enjoying the backside. Just here enjoying the backside.
Enjoying the backside. All right. They're trying.
I know.
Oh, they're live. They're live now. They're
oh, you
they're
guys
live.
Are, okay, move over then.
No. All right. Right here. Right in the middle. Come on, Sterling. Come on, buddy.
Stop it.
You're going to get me in trouble. I know.
Making it obvious. You got to be all right. Casual.
All right. Yes, absolutely. See, look at that. I interviewed some people.
You made friends.
And we,
oh
I think,
gosh.
Made it on WDRB.
Oh, wow.
Operation GOT is success.
That is successful indeed. And you brought friends this time. That was the first time for, you know, bringing people
I'm
into the shenanigans.
I'm making my way back to the tent.
I was going to say, oh, wow.
Yeah. How dumb. I started talking to some women who were doing the exact same thing I was.
Oh, it's amazing.
They literally wanted to crash the live shot. And
you
they're
needed
like,
to give them a little training in the whole not being conspicuous.
I know.
About it.
They were like, Sterling! And I'm like, no, stop it.
Oh, that's great, though. That's a success now. That
all right,
success.
Operation GOTV, a success.
We rose from the ashes like a phoenix.
We did.
From defeat.
We did. We
to victory.
You know what, kids?
Yeah.
That's a lesson.
It is a lesson.
If at first you fail,
yeah,
you just, don't succeed.
Just get out there and try to get on the TV shot
that's
again.
That's right. It's not how many times you fall.
No.
It's how many times you get up.
Yes, and how many ladies you meet in the long
in the process. For live backside Churchill Downs, I feel a little more of a pep in my step now because of a successful Operation GOTV.
You have checked off that box today.
Which, by the way, it's always kind of, I guess, touch and go as to whether or not we're actually a success.
Sure.
But we did get.
Did they have monitors facing out to where you?
They
could
did,
see?
But they had them angled a little bit, so I couldn't necessarily see where I was between Candace and Sterling.
Gotcha.
Right. But we did get some confirmation from our listener, Jessica, on the text line who says 100%
screen grab. Yes.
Success. Yeah, she said she jumped on and saw Ben right between Sterling
and
Candace,
then I
which
have
is great.
The behind-the-scenes footage yep. as well, and especially of the crew that you met up with. You literally got yeah. yourself some helpers this time,
yeah,
which
so,
I don't know if you've ever done in the
no,
history of
I,
all
I,
the years. You've never roped anybody else into it.
Well, I go back there, and I'm carrying the mic that has the DJX on the mic, right?
Yeah.
And so they're like, "Ow, are you just pretending?" And I was like,
"They assumed
and I,
that you were pretending."
And you know, you can't really pick up what they're saying unless I put the mic right in front of their face. And so they're just like talking to me. They're like, "Oh, we're just trying to get on TV. Is that what you're trying to do?" And I was like, "Yeah,
yeah.
It's kind of my thing." And and then they were like, and I said, "They're not on right now." And I like, I'm telling them.
Oh gosh! I'm
like
coaching them up.
Yeah. I'm like,
if you want to be successful in this operation,
you gotta wait until they actually go on live.
And listen, you can't turn around and start waving like a lunatic.
And she started yelling his Sterling's name.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, Bridget, you're gonna get me in trouble. All right. Anyways,
the whole idea is just to be in the background.
I know.
Just to be in the
it's
background,
just
be wallpaper.
Yes. That way we're not disrupting their broadcast.
Exactly.
And that's what we don't want to do. We
and
don't want to
just the inside joke.
And that's all it is.
Of our listeners knowing what's happening.
Yes.
But not being obvious.
Yes.
So
yes.
Listen,
100%.
You find yourself backside at Churchill Downs in the morning with us and you see a redhead with a microphone.
Right. Just know.
Lurking
just
in the
understand.
Background.
Understand
just
that's what's happening.
Casually. Understand the low-key operation that's occurring.
By the way, we have posted on X a screen grab that Jessica got of our little Operation GeoTV success.
I mean, Jessica, beautifully framed. I mean, Sterling and Candace are both smiling beautifully.
Yeah, they look great.
Right between
they look
them
great.
Smiling.
And do you see
one arm?
Do you see the arm, the hand?
Yes.
That's that lady that was being obnoxious.
Hilarious.
I'm like, lady,
that
stop.
Is a perfect screen grab.
I'm a pro. Stop.
They were rookies. They didn't know.
They didn't know. It's all right. They just got excited.
Exactly.
All right. It's 99.70 JX. Let's get to a feel good.
A Minnesota couple started dating after a woman ordered food and asked her Grubhub driver to go on a date. And now Hannah and Alec are getting married next year.
I happen to have like a ping on my phone from Grubhub that I had a coupon. I was like, I love good coupons. I saw that it was like fast approaching. I was like, perfect. They're going to drop it off in the lobby. I look grubby. And then this number calls me. I was like, oh no, it's the Grubhub guy. He wants me to go down there and get my food. So I went down, I'm walking down the stairs and I see him. And I was like, oh no, he's cute. He's so cute. And I was not cute. I had this number on me. So I was like, maybe I should text this number. I'm like, what's the worst thing that can happen if he already has a girlfriend or he's like not interested? I'm never going to see him again.
Yeah, she shot her shot and it worked. Totally thought, you know, oh, I look awful. You know,
right,
it's like the worst feeling when you see someone you think is attractive and you feel like you're not putting your best foot forward, but it worked.
That is funny.
Married next year. How amazing is that? He delivered lunch and love.
And he delivered something else. That's right.
See their story. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Let's get to a quick setting the bar story. We've been teasing this for a minute. So it's just what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you have spaghetti phobia, this commute this morning could be a little testy, all right?
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without throwing spaghetti at motorists, you're doing okay.
Why exactly are we throwing spaghetti at motorists?
This has happened more than once now.
Oh, not his first rodeo?
That's why this is a setting the bar story. Last week, there was a story about a lady who threw spaghetti at another car that was being driven by a pregnant woman.
Road rage incident?
Yes.
Okay.
Now there's Nolan, who's 46, out of Florida, who decided, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and throw spaghetti with sauce from the passenger seat of the vehicle through my open window to this other car.
Why? First of all,
glaring headlights.
Really interesting that people have spaghetti on hand.
I know.
In their vehicles.
I was just thinking that
to
too.
Throw.
What? Okay. So think of this. What is the most random thing you keep in your car?
Spaghetti's got to be at the top of the list for these people. Extra spoons and forks.
So yeah,
and straws.
Sure.
In case
spoons.
They forget
forks
in the
straws.
Drive-thru. That's happened. Yeah, I don't think there's anything that's like non-automotive that's weird. Spaghetti, though? Like, do you think they were taking their lunch to work and then they just decided to sacrifice it in the moment because they're mad?
It's very random. And do they put the spaghetti, do they do it like Buddy the Elf and put it in a gallon Ziploc bag?
Well, it had sauce on it.
Right.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. Like you put it in the noodles and the sauce in a bag, a gallon Ziploc bag, and you just kind of take it to work like that?
I don't know. I would put it in a Tupperware dish.
How many?
Then you can heat it up.
How many people have spaghetti or driving with
apparently
spaghetti?
Apparently a couple. We have a couple of instances of this now.
Yeah, so
but
again,
spaghetti is the weapon of choice.
Well, I mean, I guess if you are going to choose.
Right.
That is probably the most, I guess, it's going to stain, but other than that, it's not going to injure anybody.
Well, yeah, you might get some sauce in your eye.
Unless it's hot, yeah.
Like noodle whipped.
Noodle whipped, yeah.
That wouldn't feel good.
Yeah. So again, setting the bar out of Florida, if you can manage to make it through the day without throwing spaghetti at motorists, like, how random.
We get it. Road rage incidents happen. You don't like their glaring headlights. They can't help it that they're bright. Or maybe they forgot to turn off their brights in the moment. I mean, that's happened, right? But let's not throw spaghetti at people.
Yep. That gets you quit text messages here on 99.70JX, 795-1997.
Old habits die hard.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yes. Sorry. That was a blast from a few years ago. Get to Andrew, who says, what kind of monster puts spaghetti in a plastic bag? Listen,
have you
never seen Elf?
Well, yes, but he was a little off, and we knew that, right? We don't use him as the standard.
He had the joy of a child.
He did have the joy of a child, but it's a lot easier to transport in Tupperware. Usually, like, we have the nice glass, like Pyrex with the...
Oh, sorry, not all of us are rich, Kelly.
I'm just saying, if you're really going to do it upright, you take that to work, you take the lid off, you do a little, you know, pop it in the microwave and get nice and hot again. Like, it's fresh out the pot.
I was thinking about random things in my car.
Okay.
And, you know, other than the normal things like sunglasses, a hammer.
Oh, you have a hammer?
Yeah.
I've got one of those, like, specific tools that you can, like, bust open your window if your car is submerged. I have one of those.
Right.
Multi-functional tools. But, like, my dad got it for me.
But, like, random things, that are in your car. Like, there are people, apparently, that just drive around with spaghetti.
Apparently.
At the whim. I have snacks in the glove compartment.
Okay, what kind of snacks? And... when was the last time you replenished the stash?
You're thinking glove compartment in my cars and thinking of the dead baby mice that I found in there a long time ago.
Things that have died in there, yes.
Now listen, not any of my current cars had the joy of housing said mice.
R.I.P. Metro.
The Geo Metro from years ago.
Yes,
but that was a thing. But no, those snacks, it's like I don't ever.
Snacks can expire. I'm just saying.
Yes, but the shelf life on granola bars and like nuts, say in like a little plastic bag, probably low.
It's probably running out.
You think?
I think you should check.
I know
when
that
was
they've.
The last time you remember sticking one in there, like
it's been a while.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a while.
All right.
But you know,
can
some.
Can you eat one today?
Someday when I get hungry, though, I just want to know that I have that as a little safety.
Okay.
Safety net.
I have, like, I think a couple of little bags of, like, you know, individual chips or smart popcorn.
See? You do the same thing.
For the kids, yes.
Oh, for the kids?
I do.
I don't care about the kids.
Sometimes they get hangry if, you know, they've gone all day. And
it's like, you know what? You should have eaten lunch.
Yeah.
So these are the conversations we get into when we're sitting backside at Churchill Downs.
Just sitting in a hallway.
We don't listen. Okay, so literally there are... million-dollar horses feet away from us.
You're running around the track. We're just trying to keep our distance.
Yeah, we are. All right.
So that we don't spook any of them.
So maybe we'll get into some of that coming up here later in the show. In about an hour, we'll have UFC fighter Dustin Jacoby on with us. And plus, we have still to come horse or hoe, so that's fun.
That's great. And by the way, the video of the Operation GOTV.
Yeah, from earlier this hour.
Going up on the socials and on our YouTube.
All right, cool. Kelly, want to play a quick little game?
Okay. Or is this the warm-up to the...
This is.
Oh, God.
Yeah. This is the warm-up.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
All right, so it is also a time-honored tradition on the backside of Churchill Downs, just as it is Operation GOTV, to play a fun little game called Horse or Hoe, okay? At least I'm not saying hooker this year, right?
Thank you. Thank you for that.
I've evolved.
You just did, though, but that's fine.
Okay, let's not just assume that these are just females, okay? So that they can be both of the male and female variety.
You've done some research.
I have.
Okay.
All right, horse or hoe. Ready for the first one? Mystic Dan.
Mystic Dan?
Yep.
That makes me feel like it's an adult entertainer.
A hoe?
Yes.
That is actually a horse.
It is really?
Yes. You are 0-for-1.
I would throw all my money at that.
Yes, you would.
That's a great name.
All right, here we go. Next one, horse or hoe. Diamond Dan.
That's an entertainer.
That is correct.
All right,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, all right. We'll give you two more. All right, here we go. Horse or hoe.
Uh-huh.
Lovely Lola.
That's a whore. That's a horse, right? That's a horse.
That's a hoe.
Oh, gosh.
So sorry.
All right. I could go either way. This game is difficult.
Horse or hoe? Tap it gently.
What? Tap it gently?
No, Janely.
Janely. Okay, that's a horse.
That is correct.
That is a horse.
Tap it gently. Yeah. See, there you go. You were what, 2-for-2?
I think so.
Sorry, 2-for-4.
Yeah, okay.
2-for-4.
All right.
Not too bad there.
Okay, great.
That's great.
We'll do it again, another round of that, coming up here in about a half an hour with famed UFC fighter Dustin Jacoby, a.k.a. Travis Kelce.
A.k.a. the Hanyak. Which we're going to have to ask him about that.
Yeah, for sure. It's live, backside, Churchill Downs, and apparently we are saying all these phrases that are making us sound lame.
Okay, so we have, what, more millennials? Who's is it Gen Z? Who's making the decision and calling us crusty boomers?
Even if you're not, if you say these phrases,
apparently you're a crusty boomer.
You may come across as one.
Okay.
But yes, these are, so, you know, as with each generation, you have your own lingo, your own stuff. So
sure.
Millennials had a good run. Now it's Gen Z's turn.
Okay, so what do they need us to start saying?
So instead of like saying YOLO, which means you only live once, right?
Uh-huh.
Which, that's in my vernacular.
It rolls off the tongue. YOLO.
YOLO, yeah. YOLO, you only live once. You say DIFTP.
What?
I don't know if
you. What in the world does that stand for?
I don't know if you say it or maybe you just write it in a text, but it.
Diftip.
Do it for the plot.
Do it for the plot of what?
The story. Do it for the story.
Okay, so you're like the star of your own life movie.
Yes, and you are creating your own plot.
For the plot of your own life movie. That's too difficult to explain to people.
Well, that's why it's kind of.
I feel like they're not going to understand.
Instead of LMFAO,
uh-huh.
It is now IGBOL.
IGBOL?
I just burst out laughing.
Why do we need to change that? It literally means the same
thing. The good news is you can kind of go back to saying things are lit.
Really?
Yeah. Instead of
stop. That's great news.
Instead of saying fire, oh, that's fire. Yeah, you got to get rid of that.
I can't say fire, but I can go back to saying lit, which I never really stopped.
Yeah, so I don't know what Pookie's going to do, because if her outfit doesn't look fire, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I don't know either. But I can say this hallway backside Churchill Downs is lit. I can say that, and it's fine.
Well, you can say it. You'd be lying, but you could say it.
Listen, it's lit when we're in it.
You're right. And you know what? Special shout out to Missy, who DM'd us on Instagram, was like, you guys are stuck in a hallway. Who do I need to go Karen on?
Thank you.
But it's okay.
It's fine. We'd rather be here than out in the tent in the mud.
It's all good.
We're in a temperature controlled hallway. I'm all right with that.
All right. One more of these phrases that you just need to stop saying, and that's never, ever, under any circumstances, say, give me the 411.
Give me the 411. You know what? I will be honest. I don't know if I've ever really said that.
I think I've said that once or twice in my life.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know if I've ever verbally
I was like, 411, give me the 411. And no one knows that 411 is like 911.
I've heard you say, give me the deets more than that.
What are you supposed to say? Oh, you're supposed to say, like, what's the tea? Spill the tea.
Yeah, spill the tea.
Yeah, spill the tea.
So, but I was expecting that to be outdated because I feel like that's been around for a hot minute.
Oh, spill the tea? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I know. I agree.
So they're still letting you say that.
Look at us.
It's kind of exhausting keeping up with all of these rules.
But, you know, I mean, as millennials, you need to.
Speech.
You need to then. It's going to be hard to let go of some of your phrases.
Oh, I'm not letting go.
Okay, you just keep powering on.
I never let go.
We're live backside Churchill Downs, kind of a tradition here every single Derby week. We roll to Churchill Downs and get our feet dirty.
I'm a little salty. They haven't rolled the drinks by yet or
I checked
snacks. Like, where are the chefs?
So
like, because I love to be the guinea pigs of testing out all their things, you know, that they're going to be making maybe Millionaire's Row. They need some, like, taste testers, right? With all the celebrities coming in, got to make sure the food's good.
Yeah,
I mean,
typically,
I'd volunteer my services.
Our friends over at Woodford, they're already set up. I do see their tent outside. They have a chef's sort of station ready to go, but there's just no one manning it.
Oh.
And they don't have liquor there either. So otherwise, I would just, you know,
it's like
shimmy
a self-service
up to the
bar.
Yeah. Hey, here, what do you want? You want a mint julep? I know how to make one of them.
I got that. Got you.
What about an old-fashioned? I could probably do one of them, too.
Uh-huh.
We're live backside here at Churchill Downs, and it's pretty cool. We have a very intimidating fellow standing right next to you and to me.
Mm-hmm. Dustin Jacoby.
Yeah, he is a
UFC
fighter.
Light heavyweight fighter.
First of all, hi, Dustin. We're going to talk to you here in just a quick sec. Okay? Are you cool?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, he's ready for it. He's ready for it.
You guys are talking to Dustin. The Hanyok's the intimidating guy. He's a crazy guy. Dustin's here now.
I'm going to have to ask you about the origin because I did some research on that.
And then
what the heck is that?
And then we also want to have you stick around and play a fun little game with us, okay? Because it is hard to distinguish sometimes the horse names, you know, but they're very unique names here on the track, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's
adult entertainers.
Yeah,
can have
also
unique
have
names
very
too.
Unique names too. So we're gonna play horse or hoe, okay?
Okay.
All right. So if you want to stick around, we're gonna chat with UFC fighter
it's
Dustin Jacoby. It is. It really is.
Every year.
All right.
Play.
So we'll do that. Hang out. UFC light heavyweight fighter Dustin Jacoby with us.
Yes.
Hi there. Good morning.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're doing pretty well. So I love the fact that, one, you are a very intimidating force with UFC, which, by the way, UFC is coming to Louisville June 8th. You have a twin brother. What part of your childhood, how many times did you put him into submission before you realized that, you know what, I've got a talent at this?
I think that's how, why I'm doing what I'm doing today.
Yeah.
Growing up with a twin brother.
Right.
Both, you know, at each other's throats at all times. So
figured that it set you
very
on your
competitive.
Path. Yeah. So what does he do for a living?
So he is a journeyman lineman. He works for an electrical company. He's climbing poles. So send me videos
wow.
like 150 feet in the air. I'm like, dude, get off your phone.
So
quit sending me that.
So who has
adrenaline junkie?
So who has the more dangerous job? You
dangerous.
Or your brother?
I tell you what, man. They're both up there. I would give the edge to him.
That is amazing.
Dustin Jacoby from UFC is with us, and I mean, you're
the Hanyak.
The
right?
Hanyak, yeah.
Okay, so explain what that is.
Yeah, so the Hanyak, it's a crazy guy. It's an aggressive athlete, rebel without a cause, Polish soldier. And my grandmother, who's German, would always call my twin brother and I little Hanyaks when we were acting up and being crazy. So like I told you earlier, the Hanyak is a crazy guy. You're talking to Dustin. He's a nice guy. The Hanyak, he's a crazy guy. So, you know, I was doing a kickboxing tournament in 2013. I had 3 fights in one night. I was getting my hands taped. The guy came back and said, hey, do you have a nickname?
Yeah.
I said, no, I do not. He was walking off. I was like, you know what? But tonight I do. Call me the Hanyak.
Really?
And I went out there and knocked out all 3 guys and won the whole tournament.
And it stuck.
Then you got to stick
emerged.
With it. That's
oh,
amazing.
I love that story.
Incredible. I love this.
I thought it was a move, and I was going to ask you to put that move on Kelly and just put her in the Hanyak.
Might be slightly inappropriate, but okay.
Well, it depends on the move.
I
think it'd be a great horse name.
Yes.
I'm kind of a rookie when it comes to UFC fighting.
That is true. You know what? And you do have a little bit of a stake here at the Derby, right? You're part owner of a horse?
I am not part owner, but a good buddy of mine, Jason Worth, is part owner of Dornock.
Dornock, who's nice. Coming out of the, what, 2-hole?
The 1-hole.
1-hole.
Yeah, so we start 1 and finish in 1.
Gate.
The one post.
The one post. See, I got Dustin to say it too. It's great. All right, so we're here with UFC fighter Dustin Jacoby, and we figured we would have fun with you. All right, and play a fun little game because the horse is Dornock. I mean, that's a unique name, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
a winning name.
That's the charm of Derby horses is having unique names, and then. There's other professions.
Yeah,
that have unique
like you know, you go and you put your names into those stripper generators, and they oftentimes have unique names as well.
Okay.
So we're gonna play a fun little game called Horse or Hoe. Okay.
Oh my God.
So I'm just gonna give you a name. All you have to do is tell me whether you think it's a horse and they're real horses or they're a hoe.
Now are they the horses in the Derby?
So well, I'm not gonna tell you that.
Okay.
I'm not gonna tell you that.
Gotcha. And then are you going to tell me if I'm right or wrong?
And then we are going to tell you whether you're right or wrong.
Great.
All right, so this is probably the most important match you're going to face today.
Okay.
All right?
Bring it on, baby.
I'm also going to go out on a limb and guarantee no one else is going to play this game.
All right.
Horse or hoe, let's go.
All right,
go.
Here we go. Horse or hoe. Epic ride.
Horse.
Horse is correct.
Okay. Let's go.
Wow.
Let's go. He's ready.
God.
He's ready.
Thank God.
All right. Horse or hoe. Anastasia.
I'm going to go ho.
Correct.
Oh,
2 for 2.
I was wrong on that.
No, okay. No. All right. Here
that
we go.
Great.
We're playing horse or ho with Dustin. Here we go. Bobby Butts.
That's got to be a hoe.
That is.
Let's go.
Three for three. He is insane.
On fire.
He
is, take that name and name a horse. I would give it all my money.
He is 100% slaying this. All right, two more. Two more. Here we go. Horse or hoe?
Pressure's on.
Lemon muffin.
Tasty.
Ooh, I'm going to go what? Horse.
Did you say tasty? Horse is correct.
No way.
Four out of four. All right, last one. Last one. Last one. Can he do it? Can he do it? All right. Horse or hoe? Roxy rocks.
Oh, man. Roxy rocks.
Take your time. Take your time, Dustin.
I'm going to go hoe.
He's going hoe.
Is he right?
He is correct.
Oh, let's go.
100%. Yes.
Wow.
He wins in the
last two got me. I was not sure on the last two.
I'm telling you what.
I don't know if you should be proud about that.
Yes. Yes. He wins in the ring and he wins here on Ben and Kelly. I love it. All right. So it's coming through June 8th. Hey, it's a pleasure meeting you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming by the show.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to June 8th, the UFC coming to Louisville and putting on a show for you guys.
I love it. I love it. Well,
then
hey.
You can see the Hanyak.
Yes. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, right?
The Hanyak, that's a winning horse.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
I like that, too. All right. Thank you so much, the Hanyak, for being a part of the show here on 99.7 DJX.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hi there, Ben Davis, Kelly Kay, live backside Churchill Downs. Get to some text messages real quick. 502-795-1997 from Laura says, sounds like Dustin Jacoby knows his hose. Maybe it's just he knows his horses.
Well, he knows his horses.
Yeah, because he's got a horse.
Smart guy. Obviously. And can I just say, the nicest guy ever. Like, every time we meet any of these UFC fighters or wrestlers or whatever, they are the most delightful people.
He said...
So sweet.
I felt like, had we asked him again, he probably would have put you in a gentle sort of, like, Hanyak move.
Okay, yeah, maybe next time.
I think we missed our opportunity.
You think?
I think we missed our opportunity, so
I'm not sure.
You didn't stretch. I would have paid... Oh, I was going to say $4. I already gave $4 to my daughter yesterday. She was selling chocolate candy bars for her school. So I was going to say, I was going to pay you $4 to get in the Hanyak with Dustin Jacoby there.
He smelled nice. I would have done it for free.
It's the sacrifices we make here.
Exactly.
All right. So the list, by the way, for the celebrity list for the Barnes Table Brown Gala has come out. Of course, this is in addition to the Chainsmokers going to be here on Derby Eve. You got, was it Eric Church going to be here? Who's the dude from The Voice? What is it, The Voice or American Idol? Which one is it?
Like the performer?
The judge.
Oh, the judge. Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan,
American Idol.
Yeah. So he's going to be here Derby
Eve.
You
seriously didn't know Luke Bryan?
You know, Neo, he's also going to be here. He just did a Tiny Desk concert, so that was kind of cool.
It's delightful, and you probably forgot how many bangers he has in his library.
Right, and he wrote a lot of bangers.
Yeah, exactly. Not just the ones that he sang, but he wrote for other artists.
He wrote a lot of bangers. Also, the Kentucky Derby, the... Barnes Table Brown, you've got Kid Rock, you've got Tracy Morgan, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Groban, DMC, Daryl from Run DMC, right?
I think there's a lot of, like, repeat offenders
that come in.
They had a great time, which I think is a compliment.
Joey Fatone.
He practically lives here.
Jack Harlow,
yes,
obviously.
He does live here.
Boyz II Men, yes. So, yeah, there are a lot there announced just last night. So, yeah, if you want to try to sneak into the Barnes Table Brown Gala, you're going to have to try to do it, I think, downtown.
Yeah, there's a big domed tent. That's where they're doing it.
Yeah,
so they grew out of the house, I guess.
Yeah, because I guess too many people figured out how to burrow under the fence in
too
the backyard.
Too big for their britches.
All right, guys, if you missed some key moments from today's show, one... thanks, and a quick shout-out to Candace and Sterling.
They're really our unwilling co-stars in the show today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also your cohorts, the rookies in Operation GOTV that you hooked up with back there, all the ladies. We should have, like, given them, like, a group name.
It was all happening
GOTV
very
ladies.
Fast, Kelly.
Yeah. Okay.
And they were...
they were, I didn't want to rile them up too much because they were already amped.
Yeah, they were amped.
And they were going to embarrass us all.
Oh, yeah, well.
And so I had to keep my cool around them.
They were just trying to say, hi, Mom. You know, they were doing that, like, hi, Mom wave.
I'm like, listen,
you got to. Look at me, I'm on TV.
You got to cut it out.
But it's like, if you're going to be a professional at the Operation GOTV, you got to learn how to just blend.
Yeah, you got to cut it out. So Operation GOTV is success. You can see that on the socials at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah, the
show.
Full video with all the behind the scenes leading up to it, all the stuff. And then, of course, picture with Dustin the Hanyak. Jacoby is up there and other fun musings from backstage.
I was going to say, and if you missed the conversation with him, he was great. That is going to be posted up on our podcast, WDJX.com. Tap, listen. All right, what else, Kelly?
I think that's it.
All right, backside.
Oh, day one, we're done.
Day one, Churchill Downs. Let's roll. It is 99.7 DJX. We'll talk to you tomorrow.